If We Were Villains by M.L. Rio. I sit with my wrists cuffed to the table and I think, but that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul. The guard stands by the door watching me, like he's waiting for something to happen. Enter Joseph Colborne. He is a graying man now, almost 50. It's a surprise every few weeks to see how much he's aged, and he's aged a little more every few weeks, for 10 years. He sits across from me, folds his hands and says, "Oliver."
"Joe." "Heard the parole hearing went your way, congratulations."
"I'd thank you if I thought you meant it."
"You know I don't think you belong in here."
"That doesn't mean you think I'm innocent."
"No," he sighs.
During the late 1600s, a strange phenomenon occurred in the small town of Salem in Boston, Massachusetts. A fungus, which goes by the name of ergot, was believed to have caused the deaths of many innocent people. Ergot likes to grow on rye and tends to thrive in the winter and wet spring. The fungus is activated when it's baked in bread and can have serious consequences when digested. When ergot is eaten, it sends people into a state of mind which can come across as being possessed or bewitched. Victims of ergotism suffered with convulsive symptoms and were often accused of witchcraft. Those who were convicted were sentenced to their death.